Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've had the Lord deal with me to look up people that had blessed me in times past. Find where they are. Find where they live. And go find them. And I remember one fella, he was actually a high school teacher of mine. And he encouraged me in public speaking. Little did I know that I'd be standing up speaking to you, you know, today. He really encouraged me, and there were times we were poor, you might say, and there were times we went out on trips and competing in our public speaking stuff, and he'd pull money out of his pocket and give me for lunch and for food and that kind of thing, encouraged me. He's a black man, and during those days, there was a lot of unrest concerning racism in the South, and he handled some things very honorably. Other people could have been out of shape about and got bitter about, but he didn't. He was a good Christian man. We prayed in his class every day. No, he didn't care. Every morning, we pray and honor God, and you didn't wear your shirt tail out in his class. I mean, you had to have that shirt tail tucked in, and you had to look like something and act like something. And, you know, as a kid, you don't realize how much that matters to you. But after growing up for a while and learning something about the things of God, so I went back and found him. Took a little while, but I found where he was at. He's retired by this time. I asked him, could I come see him? He said, oh, yeah, please, come see me. So I came, and we sat on the porch and talked a while, and I looked at his cows, and we did some other things. And before I got ready to leave, I said, called his name. I said, I thank God for you. You know, you were a real blessing to me in that developmental part of my life. You showed love and honor when you were attacked because of your race. You were good to me, even though I was a different color from you, and you blessed me and you encouraged me in something that is a tool in what God's called me to do today. And I said, thank you. And then I had the nicest watch that I owned. The Lord dealt with me. Take it off and put it on his wrist and hug him and thank him again. And I did. We both stood there and cried. It wasn't a year or so after that, he went home to be with the Lord. But what's that about? Is that about a watch? No. What's it about? But how about the nicer watch you could use is going to portray more what you got in your heart? Is that right? I mean, isn't this what the woman was doing that took the alabaster box of ointment? Wasn't that what she was doing? And she took it. It was the most precious, the most expensive thing she had. And you know, the Bible tells you, if you look it up and do a little math, this thing's worth probably, it said, a year's wages. Well, it depends on what you make, but we're talking about what? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? It depends on what you make, but it's a chunk. Yeah. And she took it and broke it and dumped the whole thing on his feet. Yeah. This is not a watch you could wear and enjoy for years. This is not clothes you could wear. I mean, your feet smell really good for a little while. And it's gone. And that's why even some of his own disciples didn't understand honor, did they? Judas was the main one to speak, and he said, this is a waste. You just dump, you know, 30 grand on this preacher's feet. We could have used that to help the poor. We could have used that for evangelism. You ever heard that kind of thing before? These are people who have no understanding of honor, do they? What did Jesus say? If Jesus is the way some people think he is, he would have corrected the woman, wouldn't he? He would have said, woman, haven't I taught you better than this? Haven't I taught you? You don't waste money like this. No. What did he say? Basically told him to shut up. He said, you leave her alone. She's done a good thing. She's done what she could. What's she doing? She wants to honor the Lord. Her brother was cold and dead. And he's sitting at the table. Hallelujah. Her life has been changed by the power of God. She loves God. She wants to honor God. Every time you and I come in this place or go into any other service, anywhere we go, anytime, We should be ready to honor God. Yes, with our words. Yes, with our life. But with our stuff. With our substance. Can you say amen? Now go with me over to the Old Testament in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 23. You know, I mean, we have some nice stuff. And I've had people want to talk bad to me or about me. You know, look at that preacher, what he has, what he wears, what he drives, how he lives. But you know, just, you know, somebody gave me this ring. If I hide that ring, if I say, oh, no, that's too flashy. What will people think? They may think I'm stealing offerings or something. What did I do? I dishonored the giver. Right? Why did they give that to me? Because they love me. They believe in me. They want to bless me. Right? We got a new truck. A new Navigator we drive. Y'all gave it to us. Right? Should I be embarrassed to pulling up in front of a place? In a new Navigator. If I don't use it, if I hide it, I dishonor you. Do you understand this? This is important. No. Not only do I drive it, Steve and different ones help me to keep the thing clean. I want it to shine. Right? Somebody said, whoo, that's new, ain't it? Yeah. Our people gave us that. Because you're not just honoring me, who you're honoring? God. And that's not just with preachers. That's with any child of God, with any work of God. We've got to think right about these things. I told you about this man that I went to honor. We gave him the best watch I had. He took it. It blessed me that he received it. There's been other times I tried to do things for people. They wouldn't receive it. There's been times people said, you know, I remember a similar situation. I tried to give a man a nice watch. And he knew it was very expensive. And he said, no, I can't take that. I said, sure you can. You just open your hand and I'll put it in there and you close it and you have it. He said, well, I can't pay you back. I said, it's not a loan. It's a gift. It's got nothing to do with paying back. He said, well, yeah, but you know, that's so expensive. I'm not comfortable wearing something like that. Now see, he's telling things about his insides that he didn't really want you to know. He's revealing something. Because the reason I'm doing it, I didn't just dream it up. The Lord dealt with me, sent me over there. Why? The Lord's trying to bless the man. Encourage him. And you know, sometimes just getting one nice thing will open your mind up to the whole world of nice things. The Lord said this to me, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I'm going to talk to you more about it as time goes on here. He said, when you hold on to your old things, you hold yourself in the old place. When you hold on to your old things, you hold yourself in the old place. Do you know what the Lord's saying in that? Do you understand that? I've seen it in our life. You know, if you're unwilling to give your good stuff, if you're unwilling to give your best and you just hold on to it till it's totally wore out, you have a spirit of poverty about you. Did you hear me? And you won't turn loose of something because you're afraid you won't get it back or you won't get as good or you won't get better. So you're in fear and you're in unbelief and you don't have the vision and the faith that you need to have. Oh, but the liberal soul, the Bible said, shall be made fat. And the liberal soul, I mean, wear it one time and give it away. Still have the tags on it and just sew it and be glad. Best thing you got. And sew it knowing there's a lot more where that came from. And when you don't hold on to the old stuff, when you sew it, it opens up your spirit for you to come into the new stuff. You to come into the bigger stuff. And there's times when the Lord will do. I know Phyllis, the finest ring that she had, the finest piece of jewelry that she had some years ago, the Lord dealt with her. We were in a meeting and I had given it to her. And she said, the Lord's dealing with me to sow this to this minister's wife. Is that okay with you? I said, yeah. You know, we don't have anything that we can't sow. I have nothing. Don't give me something and tell me you can't give it away. I won't take it under those conditions. Well, I don't have anything that we're unwilling to sow. And I said, yeah, absolutely. The Lord deals with you to do it. Just make sure it's Him. And if you know, do it. Well, she did. Come to find out, they were going through a rough time. Come to find out, she was thinking about quitting on some things. And she looked at that and she knew what kind of ring it was to Phyllis. And it ministered to her that God knew where she was at and God cared about her. Why would God move on Phyllis to do that? It sustained her. She told her years later, it did something inside her. How many understand this ain't about a ring? This is much more than a ring. And it helped her into some bigger things. It's just a physical thing that's a point of contact to express love, to express faith. And we can do that not just with each other. We can do that with God on a regular basis. We honor Him with our substance. We honor each other. And how many know the Lord said, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. He takes it personally like you did it to Him. Isn't that right? Have you found 2 Samuel? You're ahead of me. In 2 Samuel, we see more than one place. We see David and how he served God and how he obeyed God. And David was called by God a man after my own heart. And one of the things you'll see about him is he is a man of honor, a man of integrity. Like I said, I get to talking about these things and it touches me deep inside because you begin to get insight into the core of God, who He is on the inside.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Honor Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102F. That's R1102F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.